It is Friday morning, which means, among other things, that it's time again for StoryCorps, the national project capturing the stories of everyday Americans, including this one. In 1951, a massive blizzard hit the southern United States, blanketing the region with ice and snow. At the time, Jim Fleming was a high school student in Greenwood, Mississippi, and he recalls how he occupied his time during the snow days.
School was out for 2 weeks, and all the telephone lines were down. I was at home with nothing to do, but I was a curious boy, and I loved to learn. So I had brought my biology book home. I love biology. So during these 2 weeks, I memorized the animal kingdom, the order and the genesis of the species, the phylum, the whole deal. So I get back to school, and it was time for exams. And the exam for biology said, write the animal kingdom. So I wrote like the dickens, you know, and finished it. Well, the next day when they were grading the papers, I got called into the principal's office. And they said, Jimmy, I'm sorry, but you cheated, and we're going to have to punish you. I said, well, wait a minute now. I didn't cheat. I know that. He said, nobody knows that. I said, well, I do. And he said, well, if you're so smart, you just sit right there and let me see you do that. So I sat down there and wrote the animal kingdom, just like I had on exam. It's exactly like it was. But now here's the corollary of that story. When I got to Vanderbilt in my freshman year, we studied biology. When it came time for the final exam, I sat down, and there was a question that said, write the animal kingdom. And I sat down and wrote that blue book, wrote it full. A couple of days later, Dr. Farrell called me in. He said, no one can write the animal kingdom like that. You copied out of a book. I said, no, Dr. Farrell, I did not. So he said, sit down right here and show me. So I wrote the animal kingdom. By that time, you know, I knew it very well. And when I got into practice, I got a call one night from the Vanderbilt emergency room. So I got over there and assessed this girl and said, I need to take her to surgery. The nurse said, well, you need to talk to her father. So I went out there and talked to the father, and that was Dr. Farrell. And he looked at me. And they said, animal kingdom, aren't you, boy? I said, yep, that's me, Dr. Farrell. He said, well, you're okay. You go ahead and operate on my daughter.
Dr. Jim Fleming's story will be archived, along with all the other StoryCorps interviews at the Library of Congress. You can read more stories in the StoryCorps book, which is called Listening is an Act of Love. And you can subscribe to the StoryCorps podcast at npr.org.